views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof. I'm hosting for Colette today. This is the Truth is Funny radio program created and hosted by Colette. She is doing her normal work of traveling around the globe, sharing life transformation information in her normal, expansive way, and she's helping people to be empowered and to live their life fully. It is my honor to and pleasure to host her program today while she's away. So stay experience how clearing away our life issues actually clears the root causes of our symptoms. Anytime during this hour, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. And I have a bit of a theme today. Came from a discussion I was having with some folks recently. And we were talking about all the forecasts of doom. With what's been happening in the Middle East, with what's happening with the in this country around money and the control by people with lots of money, I thought of while we were thinking of it and talking about it, I thought of a quilt exposition. My wife and I went to see some beautiful quilts. Some of them were hundreds of years old. And when you're working on a quilt, again, there are many designs and some of them are very complex. When a person is working on them, it's hard to see how it's going to turn out. And when each of us is being at peace every day and being strong, it's not immediately obvious that we're having an impact. But when you think of each one of us being at calm and peace and neutral to what's going on in the world, that when we do this, it ripples out to the end of the universe and beyond, and we form this quilt of peace and joy and presence. And I believe in our each of our ways, we're helping to create what I call heaven on earth by each of us doing this small thing of making ourselves strong. So how do we do that? First thing is to get ourselves strong every day. That is being at 100%, and we're not normally used to doing this. You see, when we're 5 years old, we laugh 300 to 500 times a day. We're going strong to 90% of our life. Unfortunately, we all too frequently grow up, and we're getting strong to only 20% of our life. So what's happening to that other 80%? A lot of us are over-worrying, over-guarding, over-protecting, over-fearful, over-anxious, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. Anytime we're doing that, our energy is going weak. Anytime we're irritated, frustrated, upset, reacting, creating drama, our energy is going weak. Anytime we're depressed, in pain, upset, our energy is going weak to the point where down to the sub-quantum particle level, we begin to think that weakness is our natural state. Now, any one of these times when we're bothered by something is not very much, but when you accumulate it over days, weeks, months, a lifetime, we get energy blocks and we say, ouch. And the ouch can be physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, spiritual. And the really good thing about these symptoms we get is that I believe they have intelligence. They're trying to tell us what it is to work on. For example, a client was crying every day, all day. Her husband died unexpectedly at age 55. They had an idyllic life. And on her dining room table were all of the papers and calls she was supposed to make. But she was so down and depressed that she cried. And she cried for 5 years. And she went to her doctor. And when her doctor spoke with her, she still cried. So the doctor suggested she call me and come to the workshops. And she did. And during one of the workshops, one of the people who was helping said, "Is your husband still alive?" She said, "Well, no, he's dead." And she said, and the person then said, "Well, why are you acting like he's still alive?" And what she realized was that she was living her husband's life, not her own life. She stopped crying. She started making the calls. And now she's helping people. She does angel readings. She has her own radio program. And the real key difference was, the life issue was, this sadness was telling her that she was not living her own life. And that's really what she was crying about. The doctor wrote a little testimonial, if you will, saying she went from crying to helping others. And it was an amazing shift. And that's the kind of shift we all want to make. And we want to make it quickly. That is, whenever we have a symptom, we want to quickly look at it and say, what is my symptom telling me? And then when we find that laugh issue, it's that truth of what is really going on with us that sets us free. Excuse me. For example, a year ago, I kept having these symptoms. And I kept saying, well, what is this about? I was having trouble keeping food and water down. And then I realized it was about rejection. And I realized there were about 40 ways that I was not accepting myself. You see, if you think of the yin-yang diagram, the light and the dark, all of us are happy to be strong to what's the light inside of us. But we reject what's in the dark part. And when we reject that, it creates weakness. It's part of ourselves that we are not expecting or accepting. And as soon as I realized that and started accepting that, these symptoms went away. So the life issue was life of lack of self-acceptance. I actually at the time was writing my first book. It's called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And I put one of the chapters in it, I called it Our Biggest Symptom, which is lack of self-acceptance. And that's what I believe now is key for all of us, to get to a point of accepting everything that's going on in our life. We're about to take a break, and we will be back shortly after that, and we'll talk more about our life issues and how we can learn more about those and how we can clear them away. We'll talk again soon.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's Women of Wisdom.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Leroy Maloof hosting for Colette Stephan, who is traveling. My contact information is energeticwellbeing, all one word, .com, Energetic Wellbeing. Telephone number 508-375-6452. Or you can email info@ewbp.com, info@ewbpaul.com. And I understand Bob is on the line. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Roy.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm good and interested to hear your response to my issue.
Okay. What is your issue?
Roy, I retired a few years back, and after 45 years of very high-pressure, productive work, going into retirement, so-called my golden years, yet those things that I've been filling my time with, hobbies, other interests, don't seem to fill the void that retirement generated. I seem to be marching in place, and I was just curious on what kind of feedback you might be able to give me.
Okay, so you retired and you were very active and it was very productive, and now you're not finding what is satisfying to you. You're not finding what you really want to do at this point. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate, correct.
And what have you been doing to fill your time at this point?
Well, I have a number of oddities. I'm interested in automotive, boating, etc. And these are all fine, but they don't give me the purpose that I used to have when I was working. I ran a very large corporation with many employees. I had a great deal of interaction with these people. And now in retirement, it all seems to have gone very quiet in my life.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Bob, one of the things that we grow up with, all of us, is numerous ways of being told what we should or shouldn't do, what we must or mustn't do, what we can or can't do, and these lead us away from who we really are. In other words, there are a number of different ways we think about who we are, and often it's in terms of a job, or it's something that we feel like we should or shouldn't do, and it leads to what we call negative, not true identities for ourselves, mistaken identities, and that's an example of the lady I mentioned just before the break. She had a mistaken identity of living her husband's life instead of her own life. And it feels like you've got like two or three mistaken identities, in the sense that you came from work where the identity was you were running this organization. You know, you were doing it apparently very well, very productively. And now that identity has gone away, and it's not clear what your real identity is at this point. Does that sound, do you resonate with what I'm saying there?
Yes, I can understand that, yes.
Well, a question is, and it's really interesting because at the end of World War II, when everyone possible was in the labor force and the government was trying to figure out how to get more production, they hired a guy to try to identify how to get more production. His name is Bernard Haldane. And what he did was he identified what he called the skills we can have confidence in. He also called these our motivated skills. And he said the key thing is not what are you skilled at versus what are you not skilled at. It's what are you skilled at that you get satisfaction from versus what are you skilled at that you don't get satisfaction from. By that, I mean, let's suppose a person in an organization is doing their job as a project manager and their boss comes to them and says, gee, Joe, who does all the finances and the reports, is out this week. Could you fill in and do those reports? So you do it. And you're skilled at it, and you do a good job of it, but you hate every minute of it because it's not something you get satisfaction out of. And at the end of the week, the boss says, wow, that was fantastic. Why don't you do this every month? Well, you're kind of shrinking inside because you're getting positive feedback about something that you don't actually get satisfaction out of. And so you lose interest in it. And this is another way of saying when we're good at something, it doesn't necessarily mean that that will be something we get satisfaction out of. Now, what he taught people to do was to go back through their life and identify about 13 to 15 examples of situations where they got a lot of satisfaction out of what they did. And then he would have them write a paragraph about that and then go through and analyze these paragraphs to find out what the skills were that they used. And then the most frequent skills, he would say, find what you're going to do that uses those skills. So what I'm wondering is if you took the things in your work life and also socially and, any area of your life, and you can actually go back to a very early age, I'm wondering if you identified those things and said, okay, what were the skills? And then looked at the set of, again, the skills that you get satisfaction out of. And I'm wondering if those will then give you some insight about what to do with your time now. Am I making any sense to you now?
Yes, that sounds like a very interesting line to take. I hadn't thought about doing that, but certainly something to seriously consider.
Yes, and by the way, and you can either look up Bernard Haldane on the internet and find one or two books there. I also, in my book, I have a couple of chapters on how to do this. And then we want to also do a couple of things with you by way of taking everything that's misinformation about what you should or shouldn't do. And we want to just deprogram all that. You know how when you hit the delete button on your computer, it goes off your hard drive?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes, I realize that.
So what we want to do is delete everything you've learned in your life about what you should and shouldn't do in order to feel like everything is okay, and then we want to reprogram. Now, when we reprogram, the way I think of that is to do it in line with the high self or the truest self. So we want to take, first of all, we want to get your energy strong up and down your midline, and then get the true self one with everything. Everything one with the true self, one with divine spirit and order, and you're 100% positive, infinite potential, and make you strong to that. And I'd be interested in hearing if and how you decide to go search for what in your life would give you satisfaction at this point when you have many more good years ahead of you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you again.
We also have Chelsea on the line from British Columbia. Hello, Chelsea.
Hello.
Hi there. What is it that you want to work on this morning?
I called last week about my two-year-old that hits and gets really frustrated to see if we could work on that, and we got disconnected, so I called today to see if we can clear some energy for his hitting and frustration.
What is he hitting?
Everybody, just people. He gets mad and just comes up and hits you and gets really frustrated.
Aha, so he's got a lot of frustration.
Yes.
We'll start, and in just about 2 minutes, we're going to take a break, about 1 minute. But we'll start right now, and then we'll come back after the break and work a little more. So frustration, hitting people, and how long has this been going on?
It's been going on since he turned 2 in July. Screams on the top of his lungs.
What on the top of his lungs?
He screams. He's really frustrated and just screams.
I guess he heard about the terrible twos.
Yes.
Decided to make them real for you.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to be silent a minute while I focus on him. And in fact, what we're going to do is take the commercial break. And we'll be back right after the break and continue working on your son. What is his name? Okay, we'll talk with you soon.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Stephan on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're talking with Chelsea. Chelsea, what's your two-year-old's name?
His name is Ivan.
Say it again.
Ivan?
Ivan, okay.
Yes.
And I have a question for you.
Yeah?
I'm picking up a lot of anger from your husband. It feels like he's angry at himself and at God. It also feels like he's angry at women in general and six specific women. Does this resonate with your understanding of your husband?
No, not at all.
That's funny because I get him weak for anger.
Yeah, I think I'm more of an angry person than him, but...
Well, maybe I was thinking it was him and it was you. Let me check
you. Maybe, I'm not sure.
You see, if we just kind of generally say that I haven't done it, his expectations aren't getting met. And all the, and you know, what is he experiencing inside? We call these sensations. And the difficulty with sensations is they're basically hidden and trapped inside. And we struggle with them. And then we think we have to struggle with life. And these then in turn, we get negative emotions going along with these. I'm picking up, by the way, between you, your husband, and Ivan, I'm picking up about 2,000 sensations. And then negative emotions, I'm picking up about 300. And then there's what we call negative spiritual experiences. That is expectations not being met. And between the three of you, I'm picking up another 2,000 of those. Now, these three reinforce each other in ways that create weakness in us. There's also then negative anticipation about what's going to happen or not happen. There's about 300 of those. And then when I again check the three of you, I get about 6 other patterns that are reinforcing these. So what we want to do for all three of you is just deprogram all these patterns. And again, with all three of you, we're going to strengthen for the true self, one with everything, everything one with the true self, one with divine spirit and order, and you're 100% positive infinity.
Okay.
And now when you think of him hitting people and screaming, does it, what bothers you?
It doesn't bother me as much thinking about it now.
Okay, but something still bothers you about it. Can you tell me what that is?
I'm not too sure. I can't pinpoint it at this moment.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's get you neutral to Ivan screaming and hitting people his entire life. To get to neutral, we have to go to the worst scenario. Because if we don't, there's something still out there bothering you and you'll still react. So is there anything worse than Ivan screaming and hitting people his entire life?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, let's make it worse.
That
then he completely isolates himself. He never gets on target with his life. And then let's get you neutral to him never hitting and screaming or anybody ever again, always being calm, peaceful, supportive. And you weren't neutral to either one of those. We're just going to clear through a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral both ways.
Okay.
And if we say what percent of the roots have we cleared for the kicking and screaming, it's about 50%. I'd be really interested in hearing from you in terms of what you observe with him after the call.
Okay.
And again, you can email at info@ewbp.com.
I will get back to you and let you know.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
Right on. Thank you.
All right. We also have Marcus on the call. Hello, Marcus.
Yes, how you doing, Leroy?
Hi. And how are you today?
Pretty good, pretty good. I heard you speaking earlier about self-acceptance.
Yes.
And I've been dealing with a lot of different issues pertaining to that, and also self-sabotage.
Yeah. And what have you been experiencing with the self-sabotage? What's been coming up?
Just different thoughts. Negative thoughts, always expecting the worst to happen.
Uh-huh. And then what happens when you experience the worst?
Anxiety.
Anxiety, okay.
Disappointment. Things of that nature.
I also am picking up that you've got about 40% support for being depressed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And if I check how much support for dying, about 15. How much for joy? Only about 5% support for joy. For living, about 60%. It feels like, by the way, how old are you, Marcus?
43.
Are you married?
No.
Have you been?
Never.
Never, okay. Are you in a long-term relationship at this point?
Not right now.
Okay. And how long were you in one?
Not that long.
And when did it end?
Maybe around 2008.
Well, I was going to say, it feels like you've been losing your sense of joy and happiness for about 9 years.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
What happened about 9 years ago?
A big transition, career change. And,
you changed from what to what?
Being employed to unemployed and trying to start a business. Things not working out to that.
Okay. Yeah,
I would have liked.
Go ahead.
And a lot of relationships changes. Also, people just falling off.
So you transitioned from being employed to unemployed and starting a business, and that's not working out well.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so you've got a lot of reinforcement for the anxiety and the disappointment. You know what I just described a moment ago about the sensations and the negative emotions and the negative anticipation, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
See, if I check with you now, and check how many negative sensations you're dealing with, you know, the disappointment, the upset, the anxiety, etc. There's about 2,000. And this is both feeding and being fed by about 200 negative emotions, which are also being fed by expectations not being met. That's about 1,000, 2,000, 25, 23, 2,500, somewhere in there. And then there's a negative anticipation of what's going to happen or not happen, right?
Right.
And so that's coming in at about 100. And then there's what we call a downward spiral. It just feels like things are going to get worse and worse and worse no matter how hard you try. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can really resonate with that.
Okay, so these plus about 7 other patterns and if you add self-sabotage in with that as well, we want to deprogram all of these. And again, let's go back and strengthen your midline. See, your midline was at about 40. We need to be at 100 every day. And so when you get up in the morning, we need to really get strong, and focus on your midline full of energy and strength and love and light and joy, no matter what's going on, so that you get up and get strong every day. I mentioned my book, Chapter 13 in the book, is about getting yourself strong every day. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back, Marcus, and we'll take it a step further. In the meanwhile, I just want to tell people they can get a PDF of my book from my website, which is ewbp.com. It's $8.95. And there's, of course, a soft copy version as well. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, Marcus. Don't go away.
When I think about your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to thank Colette Stephan for asking me to host this program while she's away. By the way, you can reach her at www.thetruthisfunny.com, or you can go to The Truth Is Funny Facebook page. All right, we were working with Marcus. Marcus, are you there?
Yes.
While we were on break, Marcus, I was clearing, I was deprogramming away the self-sabotage, the sensations, the negative emotions, the missed expectations, the downward spiral. I was clearing that all away. We were just deleting that from your hard drive. And then we want to reprogram to the divine blueprint that is you, the true self that is you, and all to your 100% positive infinity and beyond. I wanted to tell you about something I saw that is on YouTube. A man in Germany was given a year to live, and he came up with this little song, and it is, every little cell in my body is happy, and every little cell in my body is well. And he kept singing this little song, and he cured himself. And so there's some little things we can do. You know, I mentioned about getting your midline strong and staying strong. There's these little things we can do when we're starting to get the negative thought forms. And you can vary that a little bit and say, every little thought in my being is happy. And every little thought in my being as well. So I would suggest that as one way, again, of getting yourself strong during the day. We also need to get you neutral. What's the worst thing that can happen if your business doesn't take off?
I'll be homeless.
And what's worse than that?
Oh, man. Being a failure.
Okay, and what's worse than that?
Not being able to feed myself, I guess.
Not feed yourself? So here you are, living under an underpass, homeless, failure, not able to get food or feed yourself. Let's make it any worse, even worse, which is Groundhog Day. And it gets worse every time you start or come back. And even the grocery cart you have for keeping your stuff in gets stolen. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And then what's the best scenario?
Traveling the world and becoming wealthy, helping my family.
Prosperous, traveling, helping your family. What else?
Helping the world, basically.
Oh, helping the world. Cool. Now, see, we need to get neutral to that, too. Because we set up expectations, and when they're not met, we react. And again, we get in the way of actually getting to our expectations. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion more layers of, you know, disappointment, experiences, beliefs, self-sabotage. We're going to clear those all away to get you neutral to this best scenario as well. So now, when you think of being a failure and failing in business and having no place to live, does anything bother you?
No, things feel a lot calmer.
Good. That's where we want to be. We want to be in this place of calm and strength and peace. And then we're going to do one more thing. I'm going to check to see how filled your heart is with unconditional love. About 50. So what we're going to do is we're going to strengthen your awareness, your knowing, your perception of this unconditional love inside of you. And then from there, we want to increase your intuition and insight to get your right answers, your right actions, your right results and manifestation. And we're going to boost that all to your 100% positive infinity and beyond. And what are you noticing now?
Feels much better, Lemoy. Much better. Things feel calmer and lighter.
Good. Okay, when I check how much support you have for being depressed, that's gone from 40% down to 7. Support for joy, that's gone from 5 to 45. I would also urge you, no matter what's going on, to be finding some things to do that what are called fun and pointless. Just having some fun in the midst of all this will help with getting you into a stronger place. So I wish you the very best, Marcus. And please email me and let me know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you, Leroy.
You're welcome. Okay, I also wanted to say that for those who want to learn how to do this work for yourself and others, I teach, my modality is called Energetic Well-Being. And I have a workshop called the Essentials Workshop. And I'm teaching it in Bethesda, Maryland on October 25th and 26th. That's in a couple of weeks. I'm also teaching it as a webinar later in the year. And then there's also a home study group. So if you go to the energeticwellbeing.com site, you can find a number of different ways to learn how to do this work. You see, not only do we want to bring peace to this world, but also to get more skilled at getting our own strengths stronger day in and day out. We go too fast from being strong to 90% of our life to only being strong to 20%. So my question is when do each one of us want to get on this upward trend of continually improving the own strength in our life? It's the other option is to keep rocking along at being only strong to 20%, in which case we continue to self-sabotage. We continue to live with weakness being our natural state. And that's not where we want to do. I believe we want to be living every day in strength, joy, laughter, enjoying life, and prosperity, and getting satisfaction from what we're doing. So again, I'm going to thank Colette for letting me host this program. If any of you, again, have questions or comments, please send them to info@ewbp.com. And again, you can get a hold of Colette at thetruthisfunny.com. Well, thank you, everybody, for being on the show. I wish you all the very best. And thank you also to Colette. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here to rave about my favorite dressing and marinade, Galeos Marinades. As hearty vegetables such as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and pumpkin replace the waning fruits of summer on supermarket produce displays, when I want to add that special touch to my fall dishes, I reach for Galeos Miso. Whether it's the Miso Caesar, Dijonnet, Ginger Wasabi, and the newcomer, Southwest, I know that I'm going to prepare a fabulous dish. Galeos dressings, which are made with all natural ingredients, have no MSG and are gluten-free and should all be part of a well-stocked kitchen pantry. But perhaps the Miso Caesar adds a special something to fall's bountiful harvest. The culinary masterminds behind Galeos Miso dressing, chefs Andre and Gordana, have just developed several of their favorite easy-to-prepare and healthy fall recipes that include their Miso Caesar dressing. So visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com for your special fall dish.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Women and Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's Women of Wisdom.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. Featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.